It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh has reinvented itself by leveraging the assets of its past. Old industrial sites were reimagined for new uses. Rivers were restored. The Millennial Trains Project is a nonprofit organization that takes the same creative approach but applies it to challenges shared among cities and not just within them. MTP creates train journeys that allow millennials, those aged 18 to 30, to explore the United States. Along the way, over 10 days and 7 cities, the 21 MTP participants crowdsource new solutions for common challenges faced by the cities they stop in. I'm joined now in Studio A by Patrick Dowd, founder of the Millennial Trains Project. Patrick Dowd, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I want to clarify that this is a different Patrick Dowd than the one who recently sat on the city council. And also with us is Lindsay Petros with the United States of Pittsburgh, who also writes the blog I Heart Pittsburgh. Lindsay, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
And if you have a comment or question for our guests, you can call us at 412-246-2002 to join the conversation. That's 412-246-2002. So let me start with you, Patrick. How did a visit to India inspire this project?
Well, about 2 years ago when I was in India as a Fulbright scholar, I went on a train journey around the country with a group of 400 young Indian entrepreneurs and social leaders. And I saw how trains could provide a platform for young people to explore their own personal, creative, and professional frontiers on a national scale. I thought it was a great idea that could be replicated and built upon here in the United States.
And it's interesting because a lot of what happens is people get on trains, the millennials get on trains, and they go. You know, there's that old saying, I guess it was Horace Greeley who said, go west, young man. But in this case, you're going all over the place and in many cases going east, back into the heart of – into the belly of the beast, as it were, where a lot of the cities are viewed as what are called rust belt cities that seems to indicate they have no future. But you see it differently.
Well, somebody put it well in San Francisco when we started our journey in the shadow of the Golden Gate Bridge, and they said – you're riding east off into the sunrise. I think that's a nice image, and it's definitely what we've been doing for the last 10 days as we're crossing the country. I think that Rust Belt identities are not something that the project's endeavoring or aspiring to affirm. We're working to affirm a transcontinental identities and basically linking together these very entrepreneurial, creative, civic-minded communities that we're encountering in every city that we've stopped in so far, from San Francisco to Pittsburgh.
So I was reading an article recently that talked about the train stopping in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
So and I've used to live in the Midwest, spent a lot of time in Omaha, which is a big, big city in the mm-hmm. Midwest. I think it's a little bigger than Pittsburgh, actually. And so let's use Omaha as an example. You stop there. What happens? What do you see, and what is being assessed?
Well, we wake up at sunrise at the Union Pacific station, about 10 miles outside of town, and we get in a sort of caravan of taxis, and we head into town, and we're there on Interstate 80, I-80, as we're heading into downtown Omaha, and we drive past these big grain elevators that have been repurposed by a local group out there called Emerging Terrains, and they've put artwork up there to really serve as a symbol for the reimagination of space in that city. That's something that we're seeing basically everywhere that we stop, is young people seeing new potential in old things. Then we get into town and we have a base camp. We have a base camp in every city where we stop. And in the morning, we have an idea morning where local leaders come and talk about their vision for building up the city through the creative entrepreneurial energies of the next generation, how they're doing that in different ways. In Omaha, it was at a massive art gallery that's being used for creative convenings, and they are hosting things there all the time. And then for the following 6 hours, participants go all around the city and they advance the projects that they crowdfunded to get on the train.
Lindsay, why are these connections, the connections that are being made by the individuals, the millennials who are taking these trains going into these cities, why are they so important?
The connections are even bigger than I had originally imagined. I I learned about this project and I thought it was interesting and I wanted to take a cross-country train journey. And from the first session in San Francisco up through this morning during our IDEA mornings here in Pittsburgh, it's been an incredible opportunity to see not only what's happening in the Rust Belt, but across the country in terms of entrepreneurism, innovation, and just creative uses of space and ideas. And I think it's really important that Pittsburgh open beyond Pittsburgh and the Rust Belt and see what else is happening so we can bring more ideas here. And also, I feel I've been able to bring a lot of the stories of what's happening in Pittsburgh to the stops along the way.
Is there anything special planned for Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. In fact, we are based out of Tech Shop today, which is over in Bakery Square, and all of my fellow passengers are working on projects and looking to connect with other Pittsburghers. And if anyone is available, you're welcome to stop by at Tech Shop until 4. And then we're going to be heading over to East End Brewing at 6 p.m. Scott is happy to host us, and anybody who would like to meet the train passengers are welcome to come over and join us. And we've got some excellent speakers for the passengers on the train this evening, and hopefully a ride up the incline to see the view of the city later on tonight.
That really is a must. To take that, I mean, and it's on track, so you know it'll feel familiar since you've been on trains. You know,
has really been a conversation about transportation just beyond trains, but how to get around urban areas all across the country.
What is the reaction that you get from people as you travel the country, and what do they ask you about this project?
Well, I think that has been largely positive. One of the things that's cool to see is just how the project resonates with people from all different kinds of backgrounds. And you can just see that looking at who the participants are and the project ideas that they've brought to the journey. So people are doing projects ranging from entrepreneurship to poetry to sustainable agriculture to energy innovation across the gamut. People are using the train as a platform to explore whatever's their own frontiers on a national scale. What's been really neat is hearing from our hosts in every city that they feel the impressions that our group is gaining of the city in just a day are really genuine perceptions of their city. So the way I see it is we have 24 different people coming into the city for one day, and they each have their own lenses. They're looking at the world through where they're coming from and what their aspirations are. And then there's this six-hour period where they're taking a portrait of the city with this six-hour exposure period. At the end of the day, when we come together and everybody shares what they discovered and experienced in the city, we come up with this sort of composite picture that provides a very granular, genuine, and kaleidoscopic portrait of that city at that point in time. And our hosts are telling us that this really feels like the Omaha that I know or the Denver that I know. And I can't believe you've only been here for 6 hours, but it's 24 people looking at it through different lenses for 6 hours.
Do you feel like you're capturing a pioneering spirit as you go about the country?
Well, absolutely. And we certainly aspire to do that. And we think it's important. And we know that trains connect us to our past in that way. And you can feel it. You can feel it when we were going across the salt flats in Utah or Glenwood Canyon in Colorado, and then coming down into the plains and picking up speed as we go to Omaha, and then turning up in Chicago, and boom, you're in the big city. And, you know, that's a journey that our forebears have taken, and that's a journey that has inspired our country for quite a long time.
Is there something about the vision of millennials that brings a different dimension to this that someone of another age group or generation would not be able to bring?
I'm not sure, but the reason why we are focusing on millennials is twofold. One, because young people have the most at stake and the most potential to be agents of change in our world. And secondly, because I think that millennials sometimes get a bad rap for being lazy and narcissistic. And, you know, I don't know why. There's this very pervasive kind of and a pejorative refrain that goes on in the media, and we want to go against that, as well as sort of declinist attitudes about our country, which we just don't accept.
Is this we're just about out of time, but is this journey being documented?
Absolutely. We're all over Twitter at Millennial Train, and the hashtag we're using is New Frontiers. And then there's a website and a live blog of everything that's been happening. And each of the project participants are blogging as well.
So people can follow what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting to hear about it, the Millennial Trains Project. And we'll have links to information on our website at wesa.fm. Thanks to Patrick Dowd and Lindsay Petros for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend, everybody.